Urban Dale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
We're going to talk about one of the movies that's out this weekend with our friend. She is Ms. Movie Phone. Gray Drake is back on the phone with us. Before we get to a clip from Blinded by the Light, so we were talking about things you've been bitten by this week on the show. So how about you, Gray? What have you been bitten by?
Well, you know what? I don't get bitten that much by mosquitoes.
Okay.
I've only playfully been bitten by cats or dogs.
Okay, but playfully, no one ever really...
I thought you were going to say by human beings.
that's the only thing that's left. I would say probably the thing to be most concerned about are just the bites from my husband. That's it.
All right.
Oh, Steve.
here's that clip now from Blinded by the Light. All right, after seeing Yesterday the other day, now I'm totally, I love that movie, so I'm ready now to go sing Springsteen songs the whole time.
Yes, absolutely. And this one is definitely my favorite pick of the week and is a true story about Javed, who is a Pakistani living in 1987, Loudoun, England, which, according to him, is this lame industrial town, and he feels misunderstood. He has trouble getting along with his dad and is a troubled writing teenager, so he likes to write. And he's feeling pretty alone until he hears the music of Bruce Springsteen, and all of a sudden he feels like somebody understands him. And I loved the movie. It has such a sweet, sweet story, and actors are fantastic. I loved it. And so if you're a Bruce Springsteen fan, you should see it. But even if you don't really know a lot about Bruce, or are indifferent to him, the story is so sweet that it really works. This one is fantastic.
Gray Drake, she is Ms. Movie Phone, moviephone.com, the Ms. Movie Phone Show. You can, see the Ms. Movie Phone Show. It's out every weekend, and we always put it on our Facebook page and also on the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt page at star1025.com. You have a great weekend, Gray. Thank you as always.
Still trying to convince our folks that this is a legit job.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.